The building is on Chandler Street, which you almost have to know where it is to find it. It was formerly a Linde building making industrial gases and had other uses before being shut, and then the roof burned more than a decade ago. Developer Rocco Termini admits it's in bad shape, but expects to have software developers moving in July into newly renovated space, part of a $13 million rehab of the entire building, featuring amenities like a bocce court, an in-ground pool in the center of the complex. Termini says the techie space is needed to attract out-of-towners for local companies.
The problem in Buffalo right now is we have a lot of demand for software developers. We don't have enough people in Buffalo to employ for software development. So now we have to import people from outside the area. It's very difficult to get those people because they're accustomed to certain features in the buildings that they work in. And unless we can provide them with the same type of amenities, they will not come to Buffalo.
Termini says Utilat, which produces software for the insurance industry, has been a longtime tenant of his, moving as it expands and hires and needs this space for more expansion. He says there's another building across Chandler, which is next on his development list. Utilat's current 70 employees will also contribute to the residential and hospitality neighborhood developing along the railroad beltline, fueled by other Termini projects and other developers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.